This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 189 for Wednesday, December 18th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market is still in decline on Wednesday morning, dragged down by weakness in vegetable oils. Malaysian palm oil, Chicago soybean, and European rapeseed are all suffering heavy losses. Meanwhile, crude oil is higher due to tighter United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Tuesday's close. The U.S. Federal Reserve is expected to cut its key interest rates by 25 basis points later today. The January canola contract is down $4.90 per ton at $589.10, while the March contract is down $6.10 per ton at $596.40. In the U.S., corn is steady, wheat is higher, and soybeans are down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported a private export sale of 170,400 tons of corn to Mexico yesterday morning for shipment later this marketing year. A U.S. government funding bill may allow the sale of E15 fuel sales year-round, which may reduce demand for soy-based biodiesel. Currently, the 15% ethanol blend is not sold in the summer months. Sinograin said it will cease auctions of imported corn from Chinese state inventories to support local prices. ANAC estimated December Brazilian corn exports at 4.1 million tons, 130,000 more than the previous estimate. A South Korean importer purchased 66,000 tons of corn in an overnight tender. The March corn contract is unchanged at $4.44 U.S. per bushel. Three large export sales of U.S. soybeans were reported by the USDA on Tuesday, 187,000 tons to Spain, 171,000 tons to Mexico, and 132,000 tons to unknown destinations for delivery later in the marketing year. Soybean exports from Brazil in December were estimated at 1.62 million tons from ANAC, up slightly from the previous estimate. The January soybean contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.64, while the March contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.65. Sovacon cut its estimate for Russian wheat production by 3 million tons at 78.7 million, its lowest level in 4 years. Winter wheat was projected to be down 3.6 million tons at 50.6 million. The European Union projected 2024-25 soft wheat exports at 10.54 million tons from July 1st to December 15th, down from 15.17 million tons 1 year ago. France's Ag Ministry lowered its forecast for wheat exports outside the EU by 400,000 tons at 3.5 million. For those inside the EU, it was raised 260,000 tons at 6.16 million. Tunisia tendered for 100,000 tons each for soft milling wheat and durum. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.50. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.56. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.98. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 18th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.